are English classics such as P.G. Woodhouse faring in India against emerging homegrown authors?
What are anchovy sandwiches and what's blancmange? These kind of things that was totally alien to me as an Indian child.
BBC Radio 4 reports on the changing reading habits of India's growing middle class.
I've always believed that being a writer in India, you should write for India, be in India, and the people will read. You don't need a Western stamp of approval. That was a little artificial anyway.
Move over Woodhouse next Thursday morning at 11:30.